Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Christian Apologist Podcast. I am your host, Richard Long, and on today's episode, we are going to talk about if Christians should get involved in politics. And you know, many people believe that we shouldn't get involved with politics, and sadly, a lot of those people are Christians themselves. But I mean, why not? What's the reasoning that, you know, Christians are not getting involved with politics? And for one, most of it is because of the First Amendment, where it says that, you know, the separation of church and state. But so many people have gotten that amendment just twisted. There's no other way to say it, but other than twisted. It doesn't mean that we don't get involved with politics. That's not what it means. What the First Amendment basically means when it says the separation of church and state is that no government, you know, or state can sit there and say one religion is better than the other or vice versa. And, you know, not one state can sit there and say we have a one, you know, state or one tree type religion. That's basically the sum of the church separation of state means. Now, that's not the, you know, the whole, you know, deal, but that's the sum of it. Now, what I believe, and a lot of Christians are not going to like to hear this, but the reason our country is in the shape that it's in, it's because of us. It's our fault. It's the Christians' fault. And now hear me out, is because, you know, there's a few Bible verses, and I quoted them down right here, like John 17:14-16, Romans 12:2, John 15:19, John 18:36, 1 John 2:15, Colossians 3:2, and there's more that basically says that, you know, Christians aren't of this world, we're separated from this world, we're not of this world, and things like that. And just like many other verses, people have taken that out of context, as in that we shouldn't be involved with the world. And how else are we supposed to make disciples, which was, you know, one of Jesus's commands, if we aren't going out into the world and presenting ourselves and telling people about the gospel? I mean, how else are people supposed to know about God? I mean, it's like a long time ago, we decided to go into a church and get everyone in there and lock the doors and not pop our heads back out. And we just stayed in our own little circle. And then one day we decided to open the doors to the church and we're like, oh my goodness, what happened to America? Like, what's going on out here? There's more atheists than ever. There's more religions, you know, running around than ever. There's all kinds of craziness going on. The world's in chaos. And we start, you know, flipping out. And well, it's because we took the gospel and we balled it up and we stuck it in a church, never came back out. And now that we are starting to come back out, we're wondering what happened. Well, we are what happened. Christians are what happened. No, I'm not saying that can single-handedly could have stopped what's going on. But you know what? We have a voice. We can vote. We can go to city council meetings. We can get out there and let people know about Jesus, about his mercy, about his forgiveness, about his love, about his grace. Tell people about God. And maybe that could have made a difference, but we will never know because we're already to this point now. So where do we go from here? Well, it's never too late to voice your opinions. It's never too late to vote. And it's never too late to get out and try doing the Christian thing to do, the thing that Jesus wanted us to do, and that is to tell people about the gospel and to try to make disciples of the world. Now, what has happened, and these are small things, and this happened a long time ago, is removing, for instance, a prayer out of schools. Now, hear me out, because I know a lot of atheists watch my stuff. I'm not saying it should be Christian prayers going on in schools. I'm not going to say that. That would be unfair. But I don't understand the harm of taking 5 or 10 minutes out of every kid's morning. And if they want to pray, let them pray to Yahweh or whatever God they choose to. And if they're atheist, they don't have to pray at all. What's the harm in that? And the reason I say that is because it's not just atheist kids going to these schools. There are religious kids going to these schools, and our taxes pay just as much as the atheist taxes, their taxes do. So why can't our kids get the same luxuries and the same, you know, religious freedoms as atheist kids do? So they say, oh, we can't vote. Well, you can't pray no more. Well, I mean, you're leaning towards atheism, like you're going towards their side. And people can tell me all day long, and this is another thing, is why is it that our schools are only teaching the ways of atheism when it comes to science and a lot of subjects? And here's what I mean by that, is atheism is a belief system. I mean, honestly, I mean, if you want to redefine the word religion, atheism would be a form of religion because it is a belief system. It is a faith system. And here's how. Because there's not one iota of evidence, not one, that shows the macroevolutionary process from an amoeba to a human being or plant life or animals or anything else. There's not one iota of evidence. Not one. They can speculate. They can theorize. They can hypothesize. But they have no proof of this. So that is a belief system. And then the other day, like I was talking to an atheist, and we were talking about things like this, and I said, we all have no proof. And he says, ah, but give us time, and there we will find evidence for this. That's faith. Give us more time, we'll find something. That's faith. That is a faith stance. That is religion. Atheism is a form of religion. I don't care what anyone tries to tell me. Atheism is a form of religion. So why is it that our kids are only being taught this one religion? Sorry, let's take off one finger. One religion and not all the other religions. I understand they can't do this because, you know, there's a lot of religions out there. But there are some things that maybe you should just leave it up to the parents to decide, you know, on how to teach their kids on how human beings got here, the world came into existence. See, like atheism, I believe the world and the universe came into existence through the Big Bang. The only difference is they say it happened by chance, random chance. I say it happened by a being, God. That's what I say. That's how the expansion rate started, the Big Bang, whatever you want to call it. So I don't understand why we're only focusing on what atheism says happened in science. Because let me tell you something, science, and I put this in my book, and I think it's even a chapter. Science doesn't say anything. Scientists do. And if scientists are atheists, then they are more likely going to lean towards the side of anything other than a supernatural being, God, causing things to happen. They're going to lean that way. It's human nature. So whatever your belief system is, you're going to lean that way. And what I don't understand is so many people find it hard to just, even when it's proven wrong or even that it's just so mathematically impossible for this to happen, that they won't abandon their beliefs and just say, okay, well, you might have something there. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I'm willing to do it. I tell people that all the time. Show me a reason. Show me how it is impossible for God to exist. And if your theory, if your hypothesis makes sense, and if it like it's true, then why wouldn't I believe it? I want to know the truth. Why wouldn't any of us want to believe it? We're all in pursuit of the truth, except for some. Some are in pursuit of the happiness, and they run from God, and they deny God, and that's their right. That's their choice. But yes, politics and Christianity need to go together. We need to vote. We do need to go out there and say what we believe and voice our opinions to people so that way maybe, just maybe we can plant a seed somewhere and get it to grow. Let God make it grow. God will make it grow. That's up to God. It's our job to plant the seed. It's up to God to make it grow. Another thing is this. Look what happened when finally some Christians stood up, voiced their opinion, voiced their concerns. We had Roe v. Wade overturned. That's what happens when Christians stand up for what's right, stand up for what they believe in, voice their opinions, and get involved in politics. Everybody needs to be involved in politics, whether you're a Christian, a Muslim, atheist. Everybody needs to be involved in the politics. Everybody does. Our voices need to be heard. And so, yeah, it is our fault that the world, sorry, I keep looking down at my, it's our fault that the world is the way it is. And see, and, you know, I'm going to read this right here because I wrote this down earlier. A lot of people, you know, they don't like Christianity. They don't. Christianity is probably one, which I don't think it is the top, but I know it is one of the most hated religions out there. And it's because of our belief systems, like our beliefs against gay marriage and transgenderism. And so the chances of Christianity being, you know, elected as the one true religion, if we didn't have church, you know, separated by state, state separation, is very slim. It's very slim, people. And I think, and I can't speak for God, but I do believe that the separation of church and state is something that God would want. And here's why. Because, for one, Christianity probably wouldn't be the religion chosen, first off. Let's just face facts. Two, even if it was, God doesn't want to force people to believe in him. Okay? He doesn't want that. He doesn't want Christianity forced upon people. That's not what he's after, because it's a lot more than believing in God. It's about, you know, or believing that God exists. It's about believing in God. That's what it's about. Sorry, I missaid that. You know, and a lot of people think that it's about believing that God exists, that God is the one true God, and Jesus Christ is, you know, which that he says he is. And it's not about that. It's about believing in Jesus Christ is what gets you saved. And so, I mean, if God really wanted for people to believe that he existed, I mean, if he created everything, do you really think it would be hard for him to write it up in the clouds that, you know, hey, God exists, pay attention, or, you know, spell it out in the stars, hey, I'm here, or, you know, put like in our DNA cells, made by God. I mean, he could do those things, and he could have done those things, but it's not about believing that he's there. It's not believing that he exists. It's about believing in him, and that's up to each individual person to come to terms with that they want to believe in him. I do believe that most of us come to a state where, Christians at least, that we believe that God exists. And some of us call ourselves Christians, and we really don't realize that we're not true Christians because we never truly believed. And I was one of those people. And so it is our job to voice our opinions, to get involved in politics, and to let people know about God, to let people know about Jesus, plant those seeds so that they might believe that he exists. And by believing that he exists, like in John, by believing in him, be saved. And that's up to each individual person, but it is up to us to share the gospel so that they know that he exists. So yeah, I do believe that Christians should be involved in politics. I do believe that the separation of church and state is a good thing. I just think it's been twisted and it's been misused. Kind of like how some text, Bible text has been miscruted and, you know, thrown out there, and it's you know, not true and it's not how it was meant to be. I think the same thing happened to the First Amendment with the church separation of state. And so we need to be out there. We need to get involved. And it is our job to do that. You all have a blessed week and God bless.